consumer, you know, $2 for $20 tops, that sort of thing. I did dabble in a bit of off shopping, but it wasn't my main way to shop as it basically is now. So yeah, and then I started, I had a few clients. I sort of did a few clients and did a few photo shoots, but then I decided to sort of swing away from that. And more I talk now, I more talk about like at council events and talk about sustainable fashion and sort of stuff like that, and do a bit of like podcasts like this. And I also do some online events. I found that sort of swinging away from being a one-on-one person and speaking to a broader audience has really helped, you know, more people find their own way of slow fashion or sustainable fashion or even minimalism. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think I've seen bits and pieces of the minimalist thing, and that's pretty impressive that you watched it 3 times in one day. So it must have really clicked for you. That's really cool. Yeah. Great. Okay, well, I guess we'll get into our very first question for you, because it is a really interesting